Darwin's Ghosts, In Search of the First Evolutionists by Rebecca Stott. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Darwin's Ghosts, In Search of the First Evolutionists by Rebecca Stott. For Kate and Anna and for Dorinda. Once grant that species of one genus may pass into each other, and a whole fabric totters and falls. Charles Darwin, Notebook C. Masterpieces are not single solitary births. They are the outcome of many years of thinking in common, of thinking by the body of the people. So the experience of the mass is behind the single voice. Virginia Woolf, A Room of One's Own. Preface. I grew up in a creationist household. As a child, I often thought about Charles Darwin. I wondered who he was and whether he knew, as my grandfather and the other preachers alleged, that he had been sent to Earth to do Satan's work. It seemed an odd reason to make a man, I thought, but then, in the scale of things, perhaps no more odd than the story of God and Satan tormenting Job, or the angels who appeared in Sodom and Gomorrah. No more strange than the pillar of salt that